Good morning and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. This morning I'm going to be reading from Ephesians chapter 1 and pray that this will be a blessing to you, starting in verse 15. The Apostle Paul is writing here and says, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places." So Paul here is making mention that he's praying for the church at Ephesus here. And one thing I want to point out, that this is the Word of God. And so we get a picture here that what is God's heart for you and I? The heart of God is, it says in verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And so God, our Father's heart here is, that we would have a spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him, God. God wants us to know him in a real way, to know him in his heart for us. You know, we go to Revelation chapter 1, and the Apostle John tries to describe the outward appearance of God, of Jesus Christ here in Revelation chapter 1, verse 12 through 16. He tries to describe what God looks like exteriorly or on the outside. But that's not what God is wanting for us to know here in verse 17. God is God is wanting to know us in a real way. He says that he may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. God is wanting us to know his heart in, you know, his holiness, his righteousness, his goodness, his mercy, his love, and also his wrath. God wants us to know him. And so that was Paul's prayer, that he was praying that we would know God in such a way. And then verse 18, this is also the heart of God. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. You know, when we think, a lot of times when we think of inheritance, we think of, you know, when we're going to get to heaven someday. Well, that's true and right, but I believe the inheritance here that God wants us to know is, you know, the life of Christ in us. You know, Christ, he ministered here in this earth, and he was without sin. He brought a bit of heaven down. He brought the kingdom of God down. He, in one place, he says the kingdom of heaven has come down. And so I believe that's the inheritance, the glory of his inheritance in the saints here and now. So God wants us to know that inheritance, that we can live like Christ here. And then verse 19 says, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe?" you know, that power to live a victorious life, to live above sin. God's heart is that we would know that power, that we would be tapped into it, and that we would be walking in it, and that we would grow in it. And so I just wanted to share these verses to inspire you this morning that this is God's heart for you, that you would have a spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of God, and that your eyes and the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, that you would know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in the saints and what is his exceeding greatness of his power to you. So I pray that you would, that you, as you listen to this, that you would be inspired to get to the heart of God here, that God's desire is for you to walk in the fullness of these things. May the Lord richly bless you, and God bless you. Amen.